And we rolling. Hi, everybody.
It's hey, Hogs.
After Party Podcast. It's the 26th day of July. It's 9:09 a.m. It is 2021. And here we go. Almost time for Vegas. And I wonder, as a listener who is not going to Vegas, if they're excited for us, if they're excited to hear the debauchery, or if they're like, oh, God, here they go again.
I wonder. I think so. And the only reason I can personally vouch for that kind of mentality is I used to love when Conan O'Brien would take his show on the road.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And just broadcast from
and
somewhere else.
And I love hearing when Stern went to L.A. a couple of times.
Yeah, awesome.
Vegas a couple of times. I love it. I'm with you.
It's like I don't know. It's same show, different environment, and you're hoping something different happens. And obviously, it's a different feel when we're at that stacked and packed B-dubs, and almost everybody from the show except for Rosie, Kreisel, and Lieber are going to be there.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be sweet.
Yeah. I had a USA Today article that I printed out this morning. How is Vegas going to be different now after the pandemic for those of you getting ready to go? And I'm like, well, that seems like it was written specifically for us. Here are five things to know when planning your Vegas trip. Face masks won't be required for Las Vegas tourists, despite COVID Delta variant concerns.
Right, just the workers, right?
Yeah,
the city council for whatever, Clark County last week voted that the employees have to, but the tourists do not.
Yep, that's right. Just optional. That's right. let's see.
If you weren't vaccinated, would you go?
No.
I wouldn't.
I would not. No. Mm-mm.
Core?
I mean,
if you weren't part of, like, if you were just like a listener.
Well, I would say it's the same thing about when I had COVID in October and then went to Disney in December. It just wasn't as fun with everybody wearing masks and being outside wearing masks.
Sure,
like there were a lot of things I'm like, yeah, this just isn't worth it. I'm gonna wait till COVID's over to go back to Disney. So like if I had not gotten vaccinated, and I did, but if I didn't, would I have gone on this trip? I mean, I would have, but it definitely would not have been as fun as just getting the fucking shot and going.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
True. That is true. Uber and Lyft obviously going to be hard to find, as you guys were reporting.
Yeah, it's kind of a nightmare. That was as of a month ago, so it's apparently the same thing now.
The monorail has reopened, though. It connects the hotels along the strip with seven stops running from the MGM Grand to the Sahara. A one-day unlimited pass is $13, so there you go. That's pretty easy.
I've never used that, though.
I haven't.
Times.
Yeah.
Where do you pick it up at the MGM
there's one
Grand?
On each side.
It's on the back.
He's
talking about the big one on the back side.
On the back side that runs by the big Ferris wheel and all that shit.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess I never knew that.
Yeah, it stops, like it says, seven times. And,
well, the one on the other side's free.
And it only goes three stops.
Yeah, there's two. There's two trams.
Doesn't it go all the way down to...
Well, there's the one. There's the tram that goes from Mandalay, Excalibur, and...
Luxor.
And Luxor.
Yep.
But then there's the other one that's behind Aria and Bellagio and shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two trams back there that are free. But yeah, this is the true, like... almost strip long monorail, like you said, from MGM all the way down.
Yep. So it's here to be to check to make sure you don't need a reservation before you go to a restaurant, because a lot of places are still working on a reservation only basis.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Might want to check on
that's
that.
That's weird. I didn't sense that at all.
Didn't you?
A month ago, no. But maybe you're discussing like the nicer restaurants.
Right.
A lot of the times we were going to, you know, breakfast places, brunch places, quick service restaurants.
Yeah.
So maybe that's for more higher end sit down dinner restaurants / reservations.
And
that's
as of July 21st, these are the buffets that are back in service. The buffet at Bellagio, which has got to be fucking great.
I don't think I've ever done it.
It's got to be
good food. It's probably $1,000. But Caesar's Bacchanal Buffet, which I have had. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Circus Buffet.
Who the fuck goes to Circus?
I like to gamble.
There. Him.
Cosmopolitan's Wicked Spoon Buffet.
Didn't know Cosmo had a buffet.
That's really good.
How about this one, though? This is the great one. The Excalibur Buffet. That's really good.
Fuck is wrong with you?
Sauce, why don't you tell me some of the things that you get when you go to the Excalibur Buffet?
Probably gonorrhea.
No, why would you get gonorrhea?
Look at sex who's
with some
going
steaming
there?
Hot pizza. Hey.
Who's going there?
I'm
Vagabonds?
Going I'm going to go there and win.
Looky
and lose. I'm going to come back over and I'm going to make it rain on you.
Mattress actresses?
You guys are
ceiling experts?
I'm going to say I'm going to make it rain. And as I'm dropping hundreds on you, I'm also going to be pissing in your face.
Yeah, that's exactly what the waiters at the Excalibur
then Corey
buffet
can officially tell his wife he hit a jackpot.
Let's see. MGM Grand Buffet's open, the South Point Casino Garden Buffet, and the Buffet at the Wynn.
So we went to the MGM Buffet for breakfast a month ago.
And?
I think I'm done with it.
Well, yeah, but
really?
But here's the thing, though, and this is not a shot at you, but like, and I think you even said this. How much is it?
It's like 20-something.
And you're going to pay that for pancakes and French toast?
But here's the thing.
Maybe a donut?
It's just not enough for me to make it worth my time.
Right. Because just go to Peppermill.
I'd much rather pay exactly like 14 or 15 at Peppermill and just get one thing that's really good.
A giant amount of bacon
and an A-plus frickin' waffle or French toast for like 15, as opposed to spending like 24 at MGM and just getting like cafeteria kind of biscuits and some bacon, but like shit waffles, shit pancakes.
Man, shit waffle?
Yeah. Which, by the way, they have the Excalibur Buffet.
Wow. Yeah, that's their thing.
They call that the creme de la creme of waffles at Excalibur.
The shit waffle.
Would you like some whipped cream on your shit waffle?
Right.
What's the guy's name who got shot? What was his player's name?
Jalen Wyman or Twyman?
Naga. Defensive tackle, is that right?
Yeah, Twyman, I think.
So he was the, let's see.
Sixth round pick.
Yeah.
They cut him,
That's too bad.
They made that so then they could bring D.D. Westbrook up.
Well, dude, I mean, honestly, no offense, but then don't get shot four times, right? Did you see The Matrix? Slow time down, get
Slow
out of the
time.
Way.
Okay. All right.
Not
once.
That hard.
I saw him
right.
once.
Well, now maybe he can come into Vegas and go to get some shit waffles at Excalibur.
Maybe he can. I can't believe they cut him already. But you're right. They had to make room, right?
Yep.
God, in the last month, he's been shot and cut.
But if he clears waivers, they'll put him on Brilliant. Or they'll put him on the practice squad.
Yeah. Let's see. A Texas man broke several commandments last week after he set his family's home on fire and killed his brother.
Jesus Christ. what?
Yeah.
Does he look like somebody that would do that?
He looks like the lead singer of Trampled by Turtles.
He does look like Dave.
He looks like Dave.
Coming to the world.
Lighting shit on fire.
Philip Daniel Mills was pissed because his family wouldn't follow the Bible.
Oh, no.
So he lit the house on fire and killed his brother. Almost killed his mom, but not quite.
Wait, what?
Yep.
If I could just say one thing about...
Well, it is a podcast. Go ahead.
Good, man. Get her done. Yeah. At least six people are dead and multiple injured after a sandstorm kicked up enough dust to obscure vision and cause a 20-car pileup on a Utah highway. A series of crashes.
Great song.
What?
Sandstorm.
Sandstorm by Darude.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, quickly, can we go back to the... The story we talked about on the show about the guy that was calling up libraries and having them read shit to him and beating off.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're into old people.
I'm not.
And, like, there's probably a reason
Actually,
for that.
I'm not.
How does that become your thing?
I don't know. But I'm not. Let's just
Like, did you
up.
Get turned on? Like,
I'm not into old people. I am old, so I guess technically I am, if you consider a 50-year-old old, then yes, I am into old people.
Do you think, this is just speculation, I'm not saying this from personal experience, do you think... Part of the turn on of calling a librarian up and say, "Hey, could you read me the list of John Grisham books that you have?" Is part of their turn on the fact that you're having somebody do something unbeknownst to them.
Yeah.
You're using it, but that like the turn on is that they're in the dark.
Right.
Like if it's like if you called up the librarian and said like, "Hey, I'd like to masturbate while you read the names of John Grisham books." They'd be like, "Well, I'm not going to do that." But if you can get somebody to do it, and you're doing that, and they don't know you're doing that, I think that's it, right?
Yeah, call like somebody down the street and have them do that for you,
lady knows that
she knows
what you're doing.
You're beating the hostage.
It's I'm getting after it while she reads book titles.
Right.
Yeah.
She has no idea. She just thinks she's doing her job.
Yeah.
And because it's a librarian, if they talk quietly, maybe that's part of the turn on too.
Yeah.
It's the voice bit, but it's she has no idea that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
What do you got for the Where's Waldo series?
We only got two of them.
Do you have the Great Waldo caper? Oh God.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, kink shaming is my kink. Talking
I understand.
About how weird people are is my turn on.
Man, people are horny.
Guys are the worst.
They are. Guys are gross. Authorities say two large fights broke out at the Anoka County Fairgrounds on Saturday night during the fair. First fight at 9:45.
Come on.
So was
fuck?
It the Strip or the Pioneer Press? Had that headline?
It was a Strip.
The Strip had the headline, but the photo they used was a giant bucket of cheese curds.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I'm going, you're... you shouldn't show the cheese curds because now I still want to go to the fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You could tell me two giant fights broke out and it was unruly and they shut it down because the fights were out of control. You're taunting me with a bucket of cheese curds.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll walk through a fight for some cheese curds.
Man. Yeah. Just don't knock over my bucket.
Dude, we're a month away from the fair.
Can't wait.
Just one day is all I got to get through. One day from noon till 2. Last Saturday.
Is that when we're
fair,
doing
right?
it?
I think we're aiming for night. I think they're doing, I think 6 to 8, unless you have a show that night. I think they're, the,
I thought they said noon to 2.
I think that was a moving target. I think they're moving us away from noon to 2.
Do you know what day of the month that is?
I think it's
the 20, no, it's the 4th. Isn't it the 4th of September? Yeah, it's the 4th of September. It's the last Saturday of the fair, right? Because that's the only day
I
you
think
can do
so.
It. Because the Vikes play the 27th.
Yeah.
And the 3rd?
No, but he has a show the 3rd.
Oh.
Yep, but I do not have a show on the 4th, so
all right,
we're
so
good.
I think we're doing an evening right show now. On the 4th then.
Better send.
That's technically breaking news then, I guess. I don't think we had officially announced that yet.
Oh, is it?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
I think our only Power Trip show this year is the second Saturday.
Yep.
Block off September 4 for State
the
Fair.
The fucker starts in
broadcast.
A month. We're already at
I
the
love
God.
It.
So do I.
I just love that fall will be here soon.
Fall's the best, dude.
Yeah.
But that fall flies by. The last 4 months of the year go the fastest.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
The first four. I
sometimes
mean, but although this month
Viking
of July
season is a grind.
But this month of July has felt like it's taken forever. Fourth
has
of July
really?
Felt like it was a decade ago.
See, I think the summer is flying by.
Well, I think complete, the summer has, but I think
maybe
July was the slowest
month. It might
month.
Be a kid's factor. I don't know, because how many times have we talked about when you're a kid, summer vacation feels like it takes 10 years. When you have kids... Like, I'm looking up at my, you know, my kid's calendar. I'm like, we have to go back to school shopping, like, in the next week? What? Like, they just got out of school.
They already have commercials.
Yeah, and it's July is almost over, which means we got to start getting, you know, then especially with the little ones.
Yeah,
we're about 2 weeks away from, like, all right, we got to start getting her back into, like, school time, bedtime. You got to start that routine.
You can't do it the night before.
No, because then they're up to whatever. And we essentially do not have a bedtime for Harper during the summer.
Yeah.
We're just like, go have fun. Who gives a shit? So... I would say she goes to bed on average about 11 during the summer, right? And we got to knock that down to like 7:30 all of a sudden. It takes a couple of weeks to transition her back. That's a buzzkill.
Yeah, it is. It is. By the way, are we thinking, what time did you say you're thinking?
I don't know. Like, I think
6 to 8.
I think 6 to 8 was the idea.
Okay.
Something like that. It's cooler though.
Yeah. Literally
right?
and figuratively.
Yep. Literally and figuratively.
It won't be so hard to get a parking spot.
No,
which
easier.
Is my
yep.
big drag.
At that point, a lot of the families for the day have tapped out. Right, the crowd definitely.
I ride the bus, man. It's the best. It's
do
the
you
only
really?
Way to go to the fair. Yeah,
you ride the bus.
The park and rides now, a block and a half from where I live.
Mm. Oh, that helps.
I walk right to it. It's the best. It's $5. You get dropped off right in front of the fried pickle stand. It's about 2 blocks to where we go. You get it's the best.
Good.
I'm moderately surprised you still ride the bus, though.
Why?
I don't know. You just don't seem like a bus guy.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Put my headphones on. It's fun. I like doing it. I'll ride the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bus would be good for you.
Yeah. Well, kick your vagina.
Ooh, good point. A United Airlines flight was evacuated ahead of a takeoff at San Francisco International Airport on Thursday because a teenager sent a picture of an airsoft gun to other passengers on board via AirDrop.
An airsoft gun?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, it looks like it's a pellet gun, essentially.
Yeah.
It looks like a real gun, though.
It'll maybe pierce.
Just airdropped a picture of it?
Yeah.
And
like,
you can't
probably accidentally.
Several passengers received the photo of the realistic-looking toy gun. Everyone on the aircraft was forced to deboard and go through security.
Jesus.
The team was not allowed back on the flight. Told the outlet that the teen did not have their gun on his person. It was determined that the photo was taken from an earlier date from a different location. He said that the evacuation was an abundance of caution. No more information than that.
Jesus.
So that's one of those classic situations where when you are, especially, you know, your family's heading home, right? Your San Francisco vacation ended and now it's derailed by 5 hours because some jackass airdropped a picture of a gun.
Yeah.
But if it's not an accident, it's clearly worth your time to get off the effing plane and make sure everybody doesn't have a gun.
No doubt about that.
Jesus.
You just are pissed in the moment.
Let's see. Twin Cities could see more severe weather tonight, which is good.
It got greasy last night about 2 in the morning.
Did it really?
Yeah. Man, the lightning and all that. Yeah.
In my town, but it did not.
We've had barely any rain.
Yeah, I've made it rain on your dad's face with my penis.
Oh, my God. Your mic's on.
I'm mic's on. Let's see. What else do I have? Nothing there. LeVar Burton's going to guest host Jeopardy this week. I like him. He's
is this his, how many times has he done it now?
Yeah, like the third?
Is he the front runner?
I think so,
Do we have Vegas odds on who's most likely to get that gig?
Yeah.
I don't know. Has he done it before?
I think
people
so.
Have been talking about him for months. I don't know if this is his second stint or if this is just the stint.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
A Florida man who returned home from a doctor's appointment got an eyeful and a surprise after he discovered a woman skinny dipping in his pool. The man tried to convince the naked swimmer to get out, but she refused, so he masturbated.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. So he called the cops. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. It depends on what she looks like, though. You know, if he called the cops, she wasn't a looker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
When officers arrived, she became hostile, refused to cooperate. Once out of the pool and dressed, they took her to the jail. She refused to identify herself. Police figured out she was using her mugshots from prior arrests. Who she was by using mugshots from prior arrests. Turned out it was Carly Zucker.
Hmm. I have your answer.
Go.
This is from the end of May. This is the most updated odds. But LeVar Burton is plus 175. He's the favorite. Mm-hmm. Ken Jennings is plus 210.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is plus 400. Something called Mike Richards is plus 1,000. Who the hell is that?
Is he the producer? There was somebody that worked from Jeopardy or on Jeopardy that I believe was one of the guest hosts as well.
What do you think that pays a year?
I mean, a ton if you're Trebek. I don't know if you're up and coming. I don't know. By the way, so a couple years ago in our neighborhood, we have a community pool, and a couple of teenagers like got in there and basically just trashed the place, right? They threw glass and stuff, and which is obviously not good around the pool. And you got to have a key and stuff to get in. But obviously, it was late at night, but they kind of just trashed the place. One of the guys, apparently, that lives right around the pool, that can, like, his house is high enough, you can see over the trees and see into the pool. The other day, a chick in a thong who is topless dives into the pool. And, of course, I'm thinking, if you're that guy, it's exactly what you just said. Instead of just, hey, somebody's in the pool after hours. They better not be those teenagers, like, breaking shit again. Like, you're ready to call 911 and say, like, get this fucking guy or gal out of my pool. But if you're the guy who lives in the house that can look directly into the pool, I don't know how long that guy's lived there. 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
This is what he's been waiting for.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every dime you've ever paid in taxes in the city of Plymouth or HOA fees
you have your
phone out going, I'm calling the... Speaking of no one's looking.
Correct. Who's your favorite little rascal? So, Alpha or is it Spanky?
I heard the story from one of my neighbors that took place, and I go, I would say 98% chance that encounter was videotaped, right? On your phone.
It definitely would have been if it was.
Yeah. You film it, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You don't know. I have no idea. We don't know if it's a neighbor, if it's a stranger, if it's a drunk lady. Who knows? I have no idea who it is, but. If that isn't filmed, then what is that guy looking out his window for ever?
Because I'm going to tell you guys, before the cops knew, you guys would know.
Yeah.
Because you'd all have the video.
Right. And before the cops come.
Yeah.
Correct. It was a lot like the video that Creasel got from Vegas, that guy that had that private suite that was overwhelmingly likely with a prostitute.
Yeah.
And they were both naked in the hot tub or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you film it.
Yeah. Boy, that is... Reason number one not to be a prostitute, though, right?
Oh, man.
That guy's disgusting.
Just disgusting.
She's hotter than fire.
There's a million reasons
why
that's one of them.
We saw the video 15 times.
Back to game shows for a second. Have we talked about The Hustler at all on this show?
What's that?
What a freaking great concept. I'm so mad we didn't think of something like this. It's freaking awesome.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
So Craig Ferguson hosts this show called The Hustler. They have, is it only one season? Maybe it's one or two seasons, but they have a bunch of episodes on Hulu you can watch. The concept is freaking great. So... Think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire meets Survivor meets like The Mole all together. So what it is there's five competitors, and Craig Ferguson and the audience does not know who the hustler is out of the five. The hustler is given the answers to all 10 trivia questions. So one of the five people knows all of the answers. So then what the gamemanship, the game, like the strategy is, you have to help the team get as much money as possible without making it very obvious that you're the one that knows the answer. Hmm. So when it's, hey, blah, 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 A, B, C, or D, you got to be like, ooh, I don't know. It might be C, but I don't think it could be A. Like, you have to basically play the game, right? And then what happens is the hustler gets to choose, after I think it's two or three questions, gets to eliminate one of the other four. So everybody votes, but the only vote that matters is the hustler. So the hustler has to eliminate somebody that they think is on the scent. Like, if it's like, all right, I think Chris is eyeballing me. Like, I think Chris thinks I'm the hustler. I got to get rid of him. So you have to find a way to navigate through the field without giving yourself away, because then what wow. happens is you eliminate two. When you're down to the final three, let's say they have $120,000 banked. Everybody votes for who the hustler is at the end. If the two people who are not the hustler correctly identify the hustler, they split the $120,000, they both get $60,000. But if, let's say you are the hustler and I vote for you, but Sauce votes for me, Craig gives them 2 minutes to convince them to switch the votes. So basically, it's like, if you can convince me to not whatever get picked,
I love that.
Then the hustler gets all 120,000 because one of them voted for the wrong person. So it's just a bunch of lying. It's like bluffing. It's like poker with trivia, because you That's basically brilliant. Have to be like, I'm not the hustler.
That's brilliant.
You're like, so then you always get one person at the end begging me like, don't do this. You're going to cost yourself $60,000. Like, it is absolutely not me. And they give you all these different reasons why, like, on question four, I had no freaking idea. That person said it immediately. So I freaking love it. It's kind of cool.
Bit. I wonder if there's a home edition of that yet.
It's a super, super good, but you wouldn't even have to. The trivia questions use today, you just have to come up with answers. Like, we could steal it, and I know... Here comes the hypocrisy, because obviously I'm very protective when other radio stations have stolen initials.
Right, right.
But I love the idea of somebody knowing the answers and the rest of the show trying to figure out who for the week is like the mole or the hustler.
I love that, man.
That's a great
idea. Dude, the show's kind of fun. And the fact that Craig doesn't know who it is, he is allowed to kind of say kind of what he thinks. Like, ooh, man, I don't know. You're sure you're not the hustler? Like, once in a while, he pokes a little bit to see if he can get something out of him. It's very fun. Hmm. It looks like Clue. They have it set up where it's like an old-timey kind of cigar room
What's it
feel.
On?
I think it's ABC. It's a fun way to because you do absolutely get to play along at home going, because they don't tell you as the listener or viewer who it is either. So you spend 55 minutes going, I think it's so-and-so.
It's an hour?
It's an hour long, yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
It's kind of fun.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a very unique, cool, different kind of game show. Lots of money on the line, but there's like the Survivor feel to it too.
Wow. That's sweet.
It's pretty sweet. Cool. Let's find a way to steal it and not get sued.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, we need to think that through. That's a good bit. Saucy, the other day you sent me a text asking me again to tell you the name of that lighthouse. Are you guys thinking about going?
No, but I was trying to tell my gal about it.
Oh, okay.
Because, I don't know.
Dude, I would love that. I think I'm going to.
We've talked about this, though, on and off the air.
Yeah.
This isn't a fucking political statement, but the way we're going, we're going back into COVID, the winter of COVID. So, like, my gal and I are like,
if there's only something we could have done about it.
Correct.
It seems like,
but, like, my gal are looking for, like, cool things to do before.
Before, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's all fascinating.
But as you said, like, if the six of us went, all us and our significant others all went, it's not that bad.
It's not that expensive.
But, like,
one
couple. Go to the fucking Plaza Hotel in New York if you're going to do that. But
I'd go by myself, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would. I mean.
Yeah, but off season, it's not bad at all.
It's not expensive at all, man.
It would be fun. I've never been to Alaska.
What was the name of the damn lighthouse again?
Titface.
Titmus is my holiday.
No, the podcast will be called Merry Titmus. Can I put that?
Probably shouldn't.
Okay.
You could spell it T-E-E-T-M-A-S.
Titmus.
Yeah. What the hell was the name of that lighthouse? Sitka.
Sitka, yeah.
Sitka, that's it. All right, that's enough. That's the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We love you, and hope Uranus is feeling better. Right?
Oh, I didn't know their anuses were sore.
Yeah, so that's
whose anus is hurt?
The listeners. Guy listening right now, his asshole hurts.
You know what's crazy is clearly somebody that is listening to this podcast right now has just raging hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And is thinking that we're talking about him.
And we are. I met him.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we know your hemorrhoids hurt.
I'm so sorry, dude.
We know your name is Pete.
Yep.
We know you live in Annandale.
Yep.
We know your wife is blowing the neighbor.
Oh.
He didn't know that part, dude.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Pete. Dude. And you have hemorrhoids. What a bad week
Pete,
for
what
you.
What a bad day. Love you, Pete. Bye.